Hello, I'm Father Pablo Straub. When you say, I believe, when you believe the creed, you're not saying, wouldn't it be nice if that were so? You're saying, I know this is so because God said so. I want to tell you what it is we believe and why. Jesus ascended into heaven. And when we say that, we're not saying, wouldn't it be nice, or it really does something for me to think. No. Jesus, historically, after rising from the dead, ascended into heaven. He suffered, died, was buried, rose from the dead, and ascended into heaven. When we say we believe that, we're not projecting something that does something for us. We are just knowing a historical fact on the strength of the veracity, the truthfulness of God who has said so. And he is neither deceived nor can he deceive us. They saw him. At least 8 or 9 times they saw the risen Christ. I'll try to tell you about 2 or 3 of those times. The very day he rose, Magdalene had already seen him. 2 of the disciples were walking to a town about, 7 miles away, a town called Emmaus. And they were very sad on the way. And Jesus joined them and walked along with them, 6 foot tall, 176 pounds, something like that. And they didn't know him. That was something about the risen Christ. People would only know him when he would unveil their eyes and let himself be known. So they didn't know who he was, and he said, why are you walking alone so sad? And they said, are you the only stranger in town that doesn't know the things that have happened these days? And Jesus said, what things? And they said, well, Jesus of Nazareth, mighty in word and work, preached from Galilee to Jerusalem. People followed him. We had hoped, which means they weren't hoping anymore, that he was a savior. But just 3 days ago, he was crucified, died, and one of the women of our group said she saw him, but we don't know what to think. And Jesus said, oh, you people so slow of heart, so hesitant to believe the things that had to happen to the Christ in order that he might enter into his glory. And Jesus then explained all the law and the prophets, that is to say, all the Old Testament references to himself, to his death, to his resurrection. And then he came to a fork in the road. The town of Emmaus that they were going to was to the either side. And Jesus made like he was going to go further on. And they said, look, the sun's going down. Why don't you sit down with us to a meal? It's getting late. So Jesus went into, I suppose, some kind of a hostelry with them. And the Word of God simply says that they knew him in the breaking of the bread. Jesus did the Eucharist in their presence and then disappeared. And they went back to Jerusalem and they said, we have seen the Lord. And they said, we saw him too. He came and he appeared to all of us. Actually, all of us meant 10 apostles. Judas was already a suicide. Thomas, the good apostle Thomas, just wasn't there. The other 10 saw Jesus. May I tell you what he said when he came to see them? First, he came right through a totally closed little house. Didn't open a door, didn't open a wooden blocked window. He just came in because a glorified body has the property of being able to pass through any material thing. That's just a fact. Nothing was open, and Jesus came in and appeared before them. And he said, peace to you. Peace to you. And we're so glad they were. And he showed them the nail holes in his hands and in his feet, even uncovered the side where the spear had gone in. And then he said to them, just as my Father sent me, I also send you. And then he breathed towards them like this. And he said, receive the Holy Spirit, whose sins you shall forgive. They are forgiven. He gave them in that way power over sin. That is why we have a sacrament of penance. And he did tell them to go to a mountaintop. This was 40 days after his glorious resurrection. And they did go to the mountaintop. The apostles, all except Judas, who was 40 days dead, and the Blessed Virgin Mary too. And Jesus said to them, all power has been given to me in heaven and on earth. And so, go and make disciples of all nations. Recall now that Jesus had said, as my Father sent me, I also send you. And he continued there on the mountaintop and he said, go into the whole world, preach the gospel to every creature. And as Pope Paul VI said so beautifully, what lovely words of Christ. How we tremble with sweet emotion, realizing he didn't say, go into most countries, preach the gospel to 90% of the people. Go into the whole world, preach the gospel to every creature, baptizing in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, making disciples of all nations. And I am with you all days, right to the end of the world. So Jesus spoke. And then the men who were there wrote it. He began to go up and up until a cloud swallowed him out of their sight. And he is seated at the right hand of God, his Father Almighty. Can you imagine Peter coming down the mountain after the ascension of Christ? It must have been terribly sad to think that he was gone. Now, guess who said, come, pray? Jesus had said, stay in the city. Within 10 days, the promise of my Father will be poured out upon you. And so 12 unlettered fishermen have brought Jesus' message into all the world. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.